encourage Upper Story housing redevelopment, and we'll continue to work on a variety of different grants and funding opportunities that can assist businesses and building development throughout Lyon County. So we are excited to hear that news. We have a variety of different activities that are coming up here relatively quickly. There are Pride activities that are coming up this Friday and Saturday primarily with a vendor fair, and then there's the parade that's on the 22nd at 6 p.m. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check out our events page, and it will list all of those different activities and their locations with some more specificity. We also have the grand opening of Middle Ground Books that will be this Friday at 12:30. So we're excited that people can come out and we can showcase that new downtown retailer next week. Shrine Bowl activities will hit, and there's a variety of different activities throughout the week, but you can go to KansasShrineBowl.com to check those out. Obviously, the game and some of the parade activities will be on Saturday. We encourage everybody to come downtown and check out some of those different activities, and then go celebrate some of those different high school athletes that will be showcased within the game on ESU campus at Welch Stadium. I talked to Bernie Toso this week and a little bit about fireworks, and we're excited for the city fireworks display. I think you'll see some additional information coming out for that quickly, but plan on the 4th of July, and of course that that best place to watch is Welch Stadium at ESU campus. We'll remind everybody that they need to get their veterans banner applications in by the end of this month, so not a lot of time left if you haven't submitted an application. We will be doing the banner drawing, just because of the way calendars hit, a little later than normal this year. We'll be doing the veterans banner drawing live on July 8th. So we still need to get your banner applications in by June 30th, and then July 8th we'll have the live drawing for all those veterans banner spots.
All right. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. Banners will be gracing downtown Emporia before you know it. You see, I think right now, what do we have? The National Teachers Hall of Fame inducted banners happening downtown. So,
and there's some Juneteenth stuff happening. So it's, you know, we always say only the boring are bored in Emporia. So get out and get involved with your community.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Plenty going on. And so I noticed, too, that, you know, you're gearing up September for the Great American Market. How are things on that front? I know people want to get their spots, you know, reserved for that as soon as they possibly can.
Well, technically, we're sold out for that, which is the first time that that's happened. We're starting the mapping process because we sold out at the beginning of June, and
you have no slots left. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. We're trying to figure out if we can activate any other space, but right now. That's never happened to us before, but that event continues to grow. And when you're filling six city blocks and side streets and every other, we haven't figured out how to do three-dimensional stacking.
Maybe you can use some of those upper stories that are kind of vacant right now for that purpose.
Rooftop vendors, definitely.
There you go.
We need some skywalk stat, we're working through that. But that's a good problem to have.
Well, I guess. I did not know that. Well, I guess, yeah, no doubt about that, how popular that is. It is a sellout already. So, yeah, once again, a full boat for the Great American Market here, just a couple of months away, downtown Emporia. Casey, thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
Casey Woods, Executive Director. Emporia Main Street here on a Wednesday. Sold out, the market is. Wow.
And that takes place, July, August, 3 months ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep. Casey mentioned Shrine Bowl. We'll be chatting with Shrine Bowl Director Bryce Kessler here during our Newsmaker 2 segment at 8:20 on KVOE this morning, talking about the Shrine Bowl Golf Tournament, the Friday Night All-Star Showcase, the parade.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think there's going to be more activity Saturday afternoon leading up to the big Shrine Bowl football game, Welch Stadium, a week from Saturday.
All right.
Gates open at 5, kickoff at 7. All to benefit Shriners Children's Hospitals and the outstanding work that they do. And Chuck mentioned a big program on air chat this morning, 10:05. Chuck, who might the guests be?
Those would be your class of 2024 for the National Teachers Hall of Fame inductions that are underway here this week. And so we're very grateful to be bringing them in, plus the education.